Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bitcoin back above 67,000 and pumping. New all-time highs in play. We already eclipsed a new all-time high a few days ago of 69,300. I should say 74,000 now in play. And quoting the high priest of Bitcoin, Max Keiser, Bitcoin is the currency of the resistance, empowering the global insurrection against banker occupation. Preach. We'll also be discussing, is Tesla buying Bitcoin again? Well, their Bitcoin wallet data sparks some curiosity. I'll be breaking this down for you, as well as MicroStrategy raises convertible notes offering to $700 million amid the stock rally. And guess what he's doing with that $700 million? Buying Bitcoin. We'll also be discussing a 14-year-old dormant Bitcoin wallet waking up to crash the Bitcoin price action, as well as FundStrat's Tom Lee doubles down on massive year-end Bitcoin price target of $150,000. I'll be breaking this down, as well as Rich Dad Robert Kiyosaki predicts Bitcoin price smashing $300,000 per coin by the end of this year in 2024. Quoting him right here, Bitcoin on fire. The biggest mistake you can make is to procrastinate. Important to start, even if only for $500. The next stop, $300,000 per Bitcoin in 2024. Send it. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more, in today's show. Yo, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience with video, visit my YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And you already know when JV goes live, we pump it up. Pump it up. Today is pod episode number 1572. I'm your host JV, and it's March 7th, 2024. We have a Bitcoin halving occurring in roughly 44 days. Let that sink in. Now, let's kick it off with our market watch. You can see Bitcoin pumping back in the green, because when JV goes live, markets pump. Just saying, it's crazy how that is, isn't it? 67.6 right now. We're back in the green. Entire market's pumping. Sol on a rip, up 15% on the day. AVAX up 10%. And all the cryptos are pretty much pumping at this time. And checking out CoinMarketCap.com, we're currently sitting at a 2.52 trillion market cap. Actually, now that I refreshed, 2.54 trillion, which is pretty impressive, with 140 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. Bitcoin dominance back on the decline at 52.1%, while the Ether dominance is back on the incline at 18.2%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past 24 hours, we have Akash Network up 25%, followed by Ajax up 20%, followed by Render up 19%. And below that, we got ThorChain, The Graph, Flow, Conflux, Phantom, and Solana. Now, which altcoins family are you guys most bullish on during this bull run? Holla at your boy. And checking out the crypto bubbles to get a visual perspective on the daily, you can see roughly 95% of the top 100 alts in the green with impressive gains. Again, some of the top ones, AKT 25%, Flow 17%, and Ajax 18%. Zooming out on the monthly, even more impressive gains. I believe the alt season has been here the past few months. I mean, look at these gainers for the past 30 days. Whiff 800%, Pepe 700%, Floki 400%, Bonk 200%, Fet almost 400%, Ajax almost 300%, Sheep almost 300%, Jasmine almost 300%, Beam 124%, BTT 116%, XEC 106%. A lot of 100% plus gainers for the past 30 days, which is wild. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, we're back rated in 82, extreme greed. The highest we have been for the past couple of years was 90 the other day, the same day we tapped out at the all-time high of roughly 69.3. And then we got the much needed correction and we're making our way back to retest at this time. Last month was a 64 in greed. So there you have it. And checking out the Bitcoin block reward halving countdown clock, the estimated block reward halving is estimated to take place April 21st, which is only 44 days and 11 hours out. So my question for y'all, where do you feel the Bitcoin price action is likely to be at this time? Holla at your boy, referring to the halving in 44 days.
Oh yeah, we heard Kramer report that. He said, we bought more back, so we got a sword back.
Anyways, let's dive into the latest of what's happening in the charts and with the price action. The headline reads, Bitcoin accumulation phase ends as ETFs fuel the new 100,000 Bitcoin price target. 100K, baby. Send it. Bitcoin hitting all-time highs this week sparked an instant sell-off. In fact, we dropped to 59,000 temporarily, which was a great buy-the-dip opportunity. The hodlers already busy taking profits. Glassnode shows coins held in so-called accumulation addresses wallets with no outgoing transactions and at least two non-dust inbound ones are dropping. Beginning February 11th, on my coveted birthday, the turnaround began breaking with a year-long tradition and came as Bitcoin returned to 48,000, the top key term trading range. Since then, the accumulator balances have fallen 2.6% to 3.1 million Bitcoin, which is $212 billion USD, and shows no sign of reversing. Yes, man, February 11th was pretty lit because we had a $50,000 target. I don't think we hit it on February 11th, but we hit it the morning of February 12th, so I can't complain. And check out this Bitcoin accumulator Bitcoin balance chart, which shows you the 7-day moving average brought to you by Glassnode. Now, zooming out, the phenomenon can be seen to be far from bearish. Despite declining exposure, accumulator wallets have historically spent long periods amassing coins at a discount, only starting to sell at the start, not the end, of the parabolic uptrends. And looking at the balances throughout the Bitcoin existence, a broader accumulation trend in place since mid-2018 remains entrenched, contrasting starkly with a huge reduction up to that point, which began back in 2016, just as Bitcoin started to run to old $20,000 all-time highs. How many of you were around in Bitcoin back in 2017, fam? Let me know. And the January launch of the spot ETFs, which was officially January 11th, obviously had a unique impact on supply dynamics. Yesterday, BlackRock purchased up roughly 13,000 Bitcoin in one day, one business day, family. Now, keep in mind that the daily issuance of Bitcoin being awarded to the miners is only 900 Bitcoin per day. So that's a factor of over 13x one institution is accumulating in comparison to the supply. Also keeping in mind, in 44 days, we get a supply shock. More than likely, because the daily issuance gets sliced in half via the Bitcoin halving from 900 Bitcoin per day to 450. Now, steady buying pressure has now led to a phenomena never seen before, including hitting an all-time high before the block subsidy halving. Another massively bullish catalyst. Let this sink in. We've already had three halvings. This year, in 44 days, will be the fourth official halving. First one was 2012, then 2016, then 2020. So we're going to have another one in a month and a half. And this is the first time in Bitcoin history we hit a new all-time high for the cycle before the halving. Can this be a super cycle, family? What are your thoughts? Analyzing the current trajectory, Timothy Peterson, founder of Cane Island Alternative Advisors, suggests that the ETF demand can propel Bitcoin to six figures as early as this year in 2024. Quitting him here. It appears that spot Bitcoin ETF approval launched an accumulation that, if sustained, puts Bitcoin at 100,000 by October 2024. What's your thoughts on that sentiment? And this chart you can see on your screen compared the unspent transaction output numbers to the Bitcoin price performance, noting growth of 0.34% per day. And as pointed out here, someone was spreading FUD, this guy Alan Kohler, today's new daily AU column, I guess for Australia. Bitcoin is not a Ponzi bubble. It's something far worse. It's an insurrection. Max responded, Bitcoin is not a Ponzi bubble. It is something far worse than insurrection, quoting the article. F yeah, Bitcoin is an insurrection as what? Visit El Salvador and see what a Bitcoin insurrection looks like and feels like, bro. Bitcoin is the currency of resistance empowering the global insurrection against banker occupation. Where my honey badgers at, family? Make some mother freaking noise.
Can't short your dork, we can't afford that. No. Wait for the pump to come, we should have bought that.
Tell them. But let's dive into our next story of the day and discuss, is Tesla buying more Bitcoin for their balance sheet? Remember, there was a story, they purchased a lot a while back, and then they sold 75% for whatever reasons, and maybe they're buying more. Let's actually break this down. Here you go. Tesla's Bitcoin holdings have become a topic of discussion in the crypto community after Bitcoin data analytics platform Arcam added Tesla's Bitcoin wallet tracking feature on its dashboard. Tesla's wallet holds about 11,500 Bitcoin at this time, 1,789 more than the 9,720 Bitcoin it reported during its last earnings report. The Elon Musk-led Tesla bought $1.5 billion worth of Bitcoin in February of 2021, near the peak of the last bull run, and it announced plans to accept Bitcoin payments for its cars. However, the firm's Bitcoin adoption was short-lived, with the company first selling 10% of its holdings in March of 2021. And in the second quarter of 2022, the electric car maker sold approximately 75% of its Bitcoin reserves. So here's a timeline of Tesla's Bitcoin holdings and sales. February 2021, they bought that $1.5 billion worth of BTC. March 2021, which is literally 1 month later, they sold 4,320 Bitcoin. Then in 2022, they sold 29,000 Bitcoin. And in 2023, there was no change in the balance of 9,720 BTC. Musk has and had a love-hate relationship with Bitcoin in 2021. He expressed optimism about Bitcoin, announcing plans for Tesla to store its own Bitcoin using on-chain wallets. However, within weeks, Musk dropped plans to receive Bitcoin for Tesla cars. I wonder if he got a text from the chairman of the SEC, citing environmental concerns about Bitcoin mining. One user on X was curious whether Tesla had started repurchasing Bitcoin or whether the recent change in figures is due to an accounting error. Another user suggests that the company might have started buying Bitcoin after the last earnings call and could report the newly purchased Bitcoin in the next call. Tesla and Musk have yet to comment on whether Tesla is currently buying BTC. And besides Tesla, the other company of Musk, SpaceX, also holds Bitcoin on the balance sheet after MicroStrategy co-founder Saylor convinced Musk to add Bitcoin to his balance sheet. MicroStrategy holds 193,000 Bitcoin, and there was a big announcement that he's going to be purchasing 700 million more, which we'll be covering here shortly in our next story of the day. And also during a panel discussion at the Bitcoin Atlantis conference March 1st, Saylor argued that AI and exchange-traded funds would usher in a decade-long gold rush for Bitcoin. Can you imagine an entire decade-long bull run? Instead of it just going for 4 years and entering a bear, we just continue off the hinges. What are your thoughts, family? And what are your thoughts on Saylor? Do you think he's a genuine Bitcoin proponent and advocate, or do you feel he's more of an enemy of Bitcoin? Maybe he was wanting and bullish on Bitcoin, and then the powers that be kind of humbled him and put him in his place, like, yo, Elon, if you want us to continue sending you this money, you need to dump the majority of your holdings. You need to FUD Bitcoin. Do you guys remember Max and Stacy went on a F Elon tour? Why do you think that is? Because clearly they believed Elon to be an enemy of Bitcoin. I perceive him as an enemy of Bitcoin because he promotes an ish coin by the name of Doge. I know many of you love your Doge. To each their own, I don't judge. But at the end of the day, I feel he is clearly an enemy of Bitcoin. Prove me wrong. Also, is Tesla currently accepting Bitcoin payments for their vehicles? No. Wonder why. Didn't he promise that once we could, you know, do a study that more than 50% of the energy is clean and it's not an ESG concern as the FUD was reporting, that he would accept it? Why hasn't he? This is another question I have, so I want to know your thoughts. But anyways, keep the comments a-flowing. Keep the likes a-pumping. I appreciate that, fam. But let's dive into our next story of the day and discuss MicroStrategy's $700 million convertible note offering, speculative attack against the central banking cartel's corporate G. Michael Saylor. Here you go. Bitcoin investor MicroStrategy is seeking to sell $700 million in convertible notes, up from $600 million announced days prior amid the ongoing crypto bull market. According to details disclosed March 6, the 2030 MicroStrategy convertible notes will bear an interest rate of 0.6% per annum with a conversion price of $1,500 per share, representing a premium of 21% compared with its current trading price of $1,234. At this time, quoting them here, hodlers of notes may require MicroStrategy to repurchase their notes September 15th, 2028, or upon the occurrence of certain events that constitute a fundamental change under the indenture governing the notes at a repurchase price equal to 100% of the principal amount of the notes to be repurchased, plus any accrued and unpaid interest. The notes are only available to accredited or institutional investors. MicroStrategy may redeem the notes for cash after March 22nd, 2027, if the common stock is trading consistently above 30% of the set conversion price. MicroStrategy expects to raise $684 million net from the sale, which is $782 million, if the purchasers exercise their options and use the proceeds to purchase additional Bitcoin for their corporate expenses. The company currently holds a whopping 193,000 Bitcoin, acquired at an average price of $31,500, representing a balance sheet of almost $13 billion and a return of 112% since inception. Simultaneously, the company's stock returned over 429% as part of the broader Bitcoin bull market. Now, I've heard them say they've only invested roughly $6 billion into Bitcoin. So that means they're roughly $7 billion in the green in unrealized profits, family. Now, Michael Saylor, obviously Bitcoin enthusiast, the first one who incorporated Bitcoin on the balance sheet and set the trend. And now other companies and nation states are following in his path. And he also recently referenced, as we mentioned earlier at the Bitcoin conference a few days ago, he did mention that Bitcoin's going to be on a 10-year bull run, a decade-long gold rush, as he put it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the Giga Chad. And here's a little clip of him speaking at the conference. Let me find it.
Now, we all know Bitcoin is the best asset.
This is just a few days old. Bitcoin Atlantis. Madeira.
You agree? And there is no second best asset.
So true.
And that is why we are here, right? Because we need an asset. Bitcoin is the best. There is no second best.
Preach. Anyways, fam, I still got a lot to cover, I realize here. So let me get into this price crash. Then we'll discuss the 150,000 target, followed by a 300,000 target. And then we'll dive into some live Q&A. If you're just joining the stream, welcome to the number one daily Bitcoin pod, and pump the likes to pump the stream, for Christ's sake. Yeah, so 14-year-old dormant Bitcoin wallet wakes up to crash the price, which played a role in the recent 10,000 crash when we tap 59,000. So let's break it down. Bitcoin recorded the new all-time high of roughly 69.3 during a week to surpass the previous record set November 10th, 2021. This long-awaited Bitcoin milestone ignited a strong feeling of euphoria amongst crypto traders, marking the first step towards that six-figure milestone. However, this euphoria was short-lived as the new all-time high caused a wave of profit-taking amongst investors, which resulted in Bitcoin falling, in fact, as low as 59, because I screenshotted that mofo. On-chain data from Spot On-Chain indicates the crash was further exacerbated by a long-term dormant Bitcoin whale. The whale address had remained inactive since 2010. What was the price of Bitcoin in 2010, family? It must have been pennies. Just saying. It woke up after the new Bitcoin all-time high to sell all of its holdings. Interesting. According to Spot on the Chain, the whale minted 1,000 Bitcoin back in 2010 when the price was 28 cents. Oh my God. That would mean the Bitcoins were worth $280 at the time they were acquired. And by the time they were sold on the crypto exchange Coinbase, the Bitcoins were worth $67,100 per coin, suggesting the whale might have profited over $60 million. Pays the HODL, family. As pointed out here with the Spot on Chain, which I just read to you, the Bitcoin blockchain is the home to many active and dormant whale addresses. The reactivation of old dormant wallets containing massive amounts of Bitcoin like this one tend to attract the interest of investors about who owns them. The reactivation of dormant addresses is impossible to predict, and not all of them indicate profit taking. Bitcoin's pullback after setting the new all-time high was anticipated by some expert traders. And again, we're currently recovered quite well though, family. So something I have noticed is the dips are becoming shorter and shorter live, which is a great sign of more bullish momentum to continue. Think about it. We tap 69.3. We instantly crash pretty quickly. Expect extreme volatility. We've been preaching this as well, leading up to the halving and post-halving. And we dropped all the way down to 59. That was a $10,000 discount. And now, what, 2 days later, we're trading back above 67,300, looking to retest the current price discovery level of 69,300. So it's not like we were stuck at 59 and it took months to climb back. Just like that. We're right back and in the flesh and in the Green family, so you already know. But let's just dive right into our next story of the day and discuss this $150,000 target from Fundstrat's Tom Lee. Breaking it down here, the chief executive of Market Insights platform Fundstrat is doubling down on his bold year-end prediction for the King crypto. In a brand new interview on CNBC, Tom Lee says Bitcoin is controversial because it represents trust in a trustless world, which makes it difficult to stomach for older investors who are used to private banks and investments that were developed inside the traditional financial legacy system. Nonetheless, the CEO predicts that Bitcoin by market cap will soon surpass, or the largest crypto by market cap will soon surpass, the all-time high of more than 69,000, which it initially said back in 2021 and in which we just eclipsed a couple of days ago. According to Lee, Bitcoin can surge up to 150,000 per coin before the end of this year, 2024. Quoting him here, the old high, which was 3 years ago, was in a time when Bitcoin's fundamentals and the structural support around it wasn't as strong as it is today. I think it's just a matter of time before that all-time high fails, and I think Bitcoin makes a beeline back towards its long-term trend line, which is probably 82,000 near term, 150,000 before the year end, and of course, much, much higher in the future. Let me know if you agree or disagree with that sentiment that we can see 82,000 near term. I definitely feel that and it resonates with me. And 150,000 before the end of the year, I also think that's a very solid target for 2024. What are your thoughts on that, family? Lee previously said that the looser monetary policy, Bitcoin's upcoming halving in April, 44 days away, and the increased demand stemming from the new spot Bitcoin ETFs are creating upwards momentum for the flagship digital asset. And to watch the interview he did on CNBC entitled Bitcoin Surges Past 68,000, check the show notes below the video in the description. Now let's dive into our feature story of the day and discuss this $300,000 Bitcoin price target this year by the end of 2024, according to Rich Dad, Robert Kiyosaki. And welcome everyone joining the stream. Pump the likes, the pump the stream. I appreciate that. So yeah, renowned financial guru, the one and only Rich Dad, Robert Kiyosaki, recently shared a tweet on X projecting Bitcoin surging to 300,000 by the end of this year. Let's just start with the tweet actually right here. He wrote, Bitcoin on fire. The biggest mistake you can make is to procrastinate. Important to start, even if only for $500. Next stop, $300,000 per Bitcoin in 2024. That's a hell of a target. What are your thoughts on that? Do you feel we have that potential to reach as high as $300,000 per coin this year? Holla at your boy. Now, he stressed that even a modest investment of $500 could yield significant returns in the face of Bitcoin's projected ascent to 300,000. And let's discuss that for a second, because there is a misconception. Some people genuinely believe, and I want to have a discussion on this, that, hey, I don't have 67,000, therefore I cannot buy a Bitcoin. So therefore, I'm just going to buy the ish coins. I can't afford the whole coin. Meanwhile, I can buy 10 trillion of the meme coin. It's like, okay, think about this for a second. One Bitcoin can be divided by 100 million Satoshis, so it's irrelevant. You don't need to own a full Bitcoin. That should be everyone's goal. Don't get it twisted. However, you can get started for $5. You can get started holding, you know what I mean, the equivalent of $100 worth of Bitcoin. It's irrelevant. The point is get in the game and hold something, because something is better than nothing. Here's how that would look like. Hypothetically say, for the sake of easy round numbers, let's say Bitcoin was only trading at 50,000 today and you bought $500 worth of Bitcoin. And then later in the year, Bitcoin hits the coveted six-figure milestone and is valued at 100,000 USD. Well, your $500 investment turns into 1,000. So you can still benefit from Bitcoin and be a Bitcoiner by holding a portion or a fraction of a Bitcoin. That's why we say stack and sats. For those of you new to the channel, that just means stacking Satoshis. Again, one Bitcoin divided by 100 million Satoshis, aka sats. So it's better to be in the game versus not hold any Bitcoin and be on the sidelines. And it's better to have the fastest horse in the race with the least risk, which is the King crypto, BTC, hence why it is the king. So I love his recommendation here. Just get in the game, even if it's only for $500, family. Now, this isn't the first time Rich Dad has made bold predictions about Bitcoin. Last year, he forecasted that by 2025, Bitcoin will skyrocket to 500,000 per coin. Half a milli, send it. He also has been a long advocate for Bitcoin with his optimism towards the asset stemming from his belief that alternative assets serve as safeguards against economic instability. Kiyosaki advocates for investments into Bitcoin, gold, and silver, positioning them as more secure stores of value compared to traditional fiat currencies like the US dollar, precisely because the US dollar is not a store of value. In fact, it's the worst store value. You're guaranteed to lose 20 to 30% per year due to hyperinflation, right? Or inflation in general, however you want to coin it. That's why Saylor described keeping fiat currency in the bank is equivalent to a melting ice cube. It just makes no sense. Instead, you want to save in Bitcoin, fam, because the purchasing power of Bitcoin is mathematically guaranteed. It's a mathematical certainty to increase in purchasing power. Meanwhile, the dollar, it's a mathematical certainty. It's a mathematical guarantee to decrease your purchasing power. He believes the US dollar will one day meet its demise, advocating for Bitcoin and precious metals as crucial contributors to financial resilience in uncertain economic times. That's right. It's a hedge against the inflation. It's a hedge against the corruption. It's a hedge against the powers that be and everything in between. His latest prediction comes at a time when the Bitcoin price is experiencing volatility. Good, because volatility equals opportunity. Volatility equals life force, and is definitely a good thing, family. Bitcoin hit new all-time highs just the other day, surpassing the previous record set of 69,000 back in November 2021. This rally was driven by the excitement surrounding Bitcoin ETFs and the anticipation of the upcoming halving event scheduled to take place in roughly 44 days. However, following the Tuesday peak, we did witness a sell-off, plummeting Bitcoin 14%, again touching roughly 59,000, which was a great buy the dip opportunity, hence why I tweeted, buy the dip, great buying opportunity, family. So hopefully many of you took advantage of that. And similar to the price surges occurred in 2012, which was the time of the first halving, in 2016, following record-breaking rallies, leading many to believe that Bitcoin current momentum can propel it to new heights in the coming years. If historical patterns repeat, Bitcoin could enter the six-digit price territory. So what are your thoughts, family, on Kiyosaki saying 300,000 the next stop for Bitcoin in 2024? And I'm going to share some of my insights, and I'm going to read some of your comments out loud as we continue this pump. 68,000 incoming, family. Pump the likes to pump the stream. You already know. So yeah, I think 100,000 is a very conservative target for 2024. I think 100,000 in play could come by the time of the halving in 44 days. I think 300,000 is optimistic for this year. However, what if the previous cycles and the models are all broken and we're in uncharted territory, which many would say, considering what we're witnessing this year with the institutional FOMO since, you know, January 11th when the ETFs got approved, unprecedented levels of Bitcoin being purchased up, leading me to believe there's going to be a massive supply and demand shock this year. And also considering we already hit the new all-time high for the first time in Bitcoin history, leading into a halving is another sign. So maybe we peak out and hit the cycle peak in 2024. Anything is possible. We really don't know what's going to happen because it's unprecedented, right? Which is definitely a bullish indicator. And that's what makes things so exciting, being involved in Bitcoin at a time like this. We don't know. Once we re-enter price discovery above 69,300, we can rip to 70, 80, 90, 100. There's no telling what we can do. We can hit a quarter million this year. It's in the cards. We can hit Kiyosaki's $300,000 target. There's no top to Bitcoin because there's no bottom to the fiat Ponzi tulip bowl monopoly money. You got to factor all that in. And then once you start to factor nation state adoption, yeah, I mean, El Salvador continuing to purchase Bitcoin, other nation states making announcements that they've been collecting Bitcoin. Edward Snowden, about a week ago, I covered it on the podcast, shared that there's a nation state secretly purchasing Bitcoin. They're going to be announcing it this year. So this is the year. It's a big year, 2024, again, presidential election later on in the year, supply shock, demand shock, massive demand coming through the ETFs. We're also going to have a retail FOMO. Apparently, when we enter price discovery, that's when retail goes crazy. People love to buy the tops. They don't love to buy the bottom for whatever reason, go figure. But great time to be alive. Great time to be in Bitcoin. I couldn't be more bullish right now. Cycle peak, I'll share my prediction. I share very often. I think bull scenario for this cycle for a peak 500,000. I think bear scenario still puts us at 222,000 per Bitcoin. I want to know your thoughts, family. Drop your insights and predictions in the comment as we continue to pump it up. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in our live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. HODL.